Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Well, hello, my friends. It's been a long time.
Samir, can you do something about that? He's like killing me in my headphones. He's so loud. Can you believe how long it's been? I can't believe how long it's been.
How long has it been?
Over a month, we said before.
It's over a month. Yes. Yeah. The last show.
Well, it was hard. We had a quarantine. Mm-hmm. We went to Hawaii for the holidays. We had a quarantine. We all had a quarantine in separate rooms in Hawaii. Then we all had to come back and quarantine again. So we couldn't do anything.
That's right. Yeah, well.
But now we're back.
Yes.
To reality.
That's true. Yeah. December 18th was the last show we did.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yep. So and here we are.
So, Joe, there's so much to talk about.
I hope so. I was afraid
that
we weren't going to do it anymore because we ran out of stuff to say.
No. Us? Never.
Never, right?
You and I? Please.
All right. If we can only have a recorder in the car while we're driving around all day, there's plenty we say
That
I wish was on the show, right?
I know. That's so true.
When we're together privately.
Yep. But it's good because we go over ideas and stuff like that. For example, the whole Randy Goodrum thing now.
It's homework.
Right?
We had to
write like a little, what would you call it?
Yeah, they asked us to give them blurb for some publication or some internet thing where I guess our opinion seems to matter. I guess we got them fooled. yeah, so they asked for a blurb about the album that we had. I mean, we had Randy on. When did we have Randy on? We did an interview with him like a couple months back.
Yeah.
At the tail end of last year, we had did a little expose on his new album, Red Eye.
Yeah.
And I guess they're doing another release on one of the singles.
All right, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, his publicist asked us to give a little. And we love that album. I mean,
oh yeah.
Believe me, I did not have to pad that at all. Everything we said in that blurb that Eddie and I composed was all the truth. We really love it. Can't get enough of that album. It's great players. And, you know, Randy, it's time that Randy, he doesn't, how many solo albums does he have?
Well, he's got a couple.
That early one, though, there was that early one.
Well, the early one, I tend to like that one a lot. The one that has, Fool's Paradise.
Yeah, that's it, Fool's Paradise.
Yeah, love that.
But the ratio of how many people he's written for and gotten Grammys for.
Oh, my God.
Versus how many he's gotten garnered himself with his own efforts.
Yeah.
Is minimal, so
no.
It's good that this
you.
One is great.
He has written with everyone. It's
right.
Crazy. It's just insane.
I remember asking him about the Oscar Peterson one. Oscar Peterson actually covered something of his, but he said he sang on it more than he played piano, which, you know, Oscar Peterson's known to play piano. And Randy's a piano player, so
right.
I remember if you saw anybody wanted to revisit that interview we did, he mentioned that he was a little disappointed that he just pretty much sang on it and didn't really play piano on one of Randy's songs.
Did you know his first hit?
No.
It was done by England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Wow, what song?
Yeah. It's sad to belong to someone else. When the right one comes along.
We used to play that.
Yeah, we used to play it.
Slurp, slurp.
Slurp, slurp. I'm having my chamomile tea.
Are we going to open with a Randy Goodrum, I hope? Or are you going to start with that other? Because
no.
The Alan Gorey was on your lips today.
Yeah, no, I'm the Randy stuff, we're gonna do it on the Atlantic Coast FM. It's our news station.
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
Well, it's been so much fun. Joe and I, we've been having a blast with it. You know, the playlist and just songs from all over. But, you know, this is the thing. I don't want to make it 100% yacht rock.
Whose hot pocket is ready? Somebody's hot pocket is ready.
Somebody's hot pocket. You heard that? Kick!
That's me, baby. The microwave's done. The hot pocket's done. I'm sorry.
You know,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah,
so we hinted at this,
right?
Before we went off
we
on
did.
This a couple months ago, we were hinting at this was actually in the works, and now it's finally up and running. So tell everybody where they could find Atlantic Coast FM.
Well, right now, folks, it's on MyTuner Radio. Okay, you download the app, and you can do it on your computer, your phone. Obviously, you can listen in the car.
Or not, if that freaks you out. You could listen detached without having the
app.
Yeah,
right. You know, you could just get that link.
But the app makes it easier. You get
right.
It shows you what song you're listening to. It's much more
That's
user-friendly.
Right. That's the beauty of doing that. Once you download right. the app, you get a, you have access to more.
Right.
And that, so it's MyTuner Radio, the app. And then you look for Atlantic Coast FM. Plus, we have an affiliate sister station. It's called Pacific Coast FM.
Right.
And that's run by Michael Adelano, our good friend, my good buddy.
Yep.
Michael Adelano, yeah, and it's a great station. And the beautiful thing about it is that these two stations complement each other.
Right.
We don't step on each other's toes. You're right. And by the way, you can catch the Yacht Rock Show also on Pacific Coast on Sundays. It's like a Sunday brunch type of thing. And obviously, it's still up as a podcast, needless to say. And it's going to be available very soon. On Friday nights on Atlantic Coast FM. And by the way, Atlantic Coast FM and Pacific Coast FM are going to be on radio.com, which is a huge platform.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
soon.
More. Yeah, very soon. We'll tell you more about that, folks.
So essentially, it's a radio station. All the songs we've played here and even stuff that we don't feel quite fits here, but is, again, yacht adjacent, Eddie will call it.
Right.
Will be and, found on that radio station. So it's just,
you
we're
know,
just 24/7 radio is what it is.
It's I like it reminds me of when Joe and I were growing up here in you know northern part of Jersey and New York here. We were listening to stations a very big station back then was called WABC.
WABC.
And right. WABC was a top 40 format. And it played everything. You could hear the Bellamy Brothers, and all of a sudden you heard a disco song. And then you heard a rock song. Remember, Joe?
Yeah, this is more like that.
And that's what we try to, that's what we're trying to capture here, folks, you know? I like to throw in some things, like, for example, Harry Styles. Now, there's a lot of people out there that say, why are you playing Harry Styles? I like him. I like
Because right
what
now,
he's doing.
If WABC, if he was back in 1977, WABC, they'd be playing that.
Absolutely.
So that's why. It's kind of like a...
Yeah,
natural progression for that kind of music. Eddie's got
right.
a great ear for that, so don't distrust that he knows what he's talking about. If it sounds like something, why is he playing Dua Lipa? Why is he playing this? Whatever. It fits because Eddie's got that ear that he hears how that would have extrapolated from the 1970s all the way till now. Eddie should be a program director.
Thank you. If you listen
and he
to
is
Dua,
on Atlantic Coast FM.
That's right. If you listen to Dua Lipa, I mean, the song sounds like something out of the 80s.
Right.
Even
and,
telling you.
Yeah, what's the one, The Weeknd, that cool Weeknd tune?
Oh, The Weeknd.
So 80s.
First of all, he's a big Michael Jackson fanatic. And this guy loves 80s. So does LaFlex. LaFlex likes late 70s and 80s. Yeah, LaFlex is, you know, older. But definitely, you know, it does a lot of new yacht. So that's a perfect example, The Weeknd. His music fits our format. So, you know, and don't be surprised to hear some country pop, too. You know,
yeah.
I just
like
haven't
pure,
found anything.
Pure Prairie League and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. No, and new stuff.
Oh, and new
stuff,
yeah.
too. And new. Yeah, definitely. So, folks, you know, keep an open mind. Of course, listen, needless to say, you know we're going to hit you with the slamming yacht, the certified, the yacht adjacent. All right? So, you know.
Right, on this show anyway.
Oh, of course. The Yacht Rock Show will always have that. But the station,
right.
you know, you got to keep an open mind.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, I want to broaden our appeal, you know?
And then we
Why
may
not?
Even start phasing into, like, if you're listening to the channel all day, the 24/7 radio, and then the Yacht Rock Show comes on, we may not be beating you over the head with the same stuff that might have been playing all day. We might just talk more, maybe to give you more information about stuff.
That's right.
You know, it might transition into more of a talk, yacht talk thing. So,
which is,
we'll see.
I think it's fun. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
right.
definitely. So... Why don't we start?
Let's get moving.
Let's get moving. In fact, what I want to talk about is this Alan Gorey. Who's Alan Gorey? Alan Gorey is from the Average White Band. Right. He's the singer, bass player, correct?
That's right.
And he had a solo album that I was not aware of. I got to thank Todd Heller. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, I know his first name is Todd, but Todd, if you're listening here, I just want to make sure that I'm pronouncing your name right, so give me a minute. Hold on. Todd. Hey, just want to make sure. Where are you? Let's see.
I'm sure he's He's flattered. I'm sure we can move on.
Let me see.
Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R?
Wait. No, because the thing is, under and Twitter.
You spend a lot of time on Todd Heller. You better give us a donation. Oh, okay. Go to Patreon, yeah. Todd.
Todd Heller. Yeah. Hey, Todd, thanks for, I tell you, I love it. This is slamming. Yeah. Alan Gorey, Sleepless Nights.
I'm shocked you didn't know.
No, I did not know that one. I mean, that. Cause I hate to say it, that album probably got no airplay here up north.
Yeah. And what year? Okay. 85, right?
85.
85 was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on their way out,
and I'm
really.
I'm surprised A&M Records really didn't get behind it. Whatever, well, who knows?
I'm sure they did it as a favor to him. He gave them plenty of money in the 70s. He wanted to do one more thing. They gave him a shot. They didn't think it was going to do anything. I mean, I hate to talk like that about it, but it's the way it is. Yeah. Things just fade away. You know, I mean, you don't hear about stuff after a while.
Right. So
let's get
the first one on.
It, right?
Yeah, let's get the first one. I think it's That Kind of Girl. It's interesting. The personnel on this, right, Joe? Is really cool.
Oh, my
cool.
God, yeah. John Robinson crossed the board on drums, on everything, unless there's a Lynn drum. It's funny you read that there was a Lynn drum.
Yeah.
That's such an 80s, right? That's so 80s that there's a Lynn drum present on a recording.
And they're using a Fairlight. Remember that?
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's a sampler. Yeah. Very expensive keyboard.
It was like the next Synclavier type thing.
Yeah. Fairlight sampling.
But that's really cool. Yeah, a bunch of people. I mean,
Jake Gruska from Maxis.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Joe Pizzullo.
Producing, I think.
Singing, background vocals.
Yeah, I remember I saw.
And Joseph Williams.
Yes. In 85. What was he,
in
like
85?
Three?
No.
No, he was probably 20s.
He was in his 20s.
Right. Yeah. And then I saw Najee Allen Gums as one of the writers, which is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And Larry Williams you saw, who also writes with Randy Goodrum. Wrote this last album, Red Eye, with Randy Goodrum.
That's right.
So let's hear. Let's hear the Alan Gorey.
Let's play. This is That Kind of Girl. Here it is, Alan Gorey from the Average White Band.
She'll brush against you quiet by chance, and when you get the glance, you think she's calling. I look to see if she's alone, you're deep inside the danger zone and falling. Your body starts to tremble, there's a shiver in your soul. You're sure this invitation is for real. Message that the girl is in control of everything you're gonna feel. She's that kind of girl. Thank you.
That Kind of Girl. I love this song. They A&M spent some money on him, Joe.
Yeah, I guess on his way out, they did him a favor. I know I sound really negative about that whole thing, but that's the way it works. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm sure after 85, you didn't hear anything from Alan Gorey again. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. No, they were.
So they did him a favor. They said, look, do what you want.
Yeah. I mean, they put out albums, but they did nothing.
Yeah. Oh, they did do something after 85 for him?
I don't know about after 85.
Yeah, I don't think
before,
so.
Oh, I don't know about after 85.
Yeah, I doubt
That's interesting. We'd have to check that out. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fun farewell is what this is, I think.
Yeah, well, it's nice, though.
Look, Nathan East, John Robinson, all those
Jay
people
Gruska,
we talked about.
Jay Gruska, Joe Williams. Oh, it's great. And the writing.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. So, we're going to move on. Another artist that I discovered, he's definitely modern new yacht, is LaFlex.
Oddly, though, when they talked about him on Discog, you had me look up what this tune was all about. His genres are listed as electronic, funk, soul, and pop, and the style is synth pop and new disco.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
which is what
it is. And they forgot to mention yacht rock. Okay,
I don't think they even think that's a legitimate genre on the Discogs. But and then I wanted to look up to see. I mean, it made no sense to look up who's doing everything because we all know LaFlex is doing everything on these tunes.
Yeah, he's a very talented guy.
He's
a remixer. He works with a lot of DJs. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yes, he does. He gets a lot of offers to do remixes. He did a bunch of remixes for Donna Summer's catalog. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, the guy is mega talented, great singer, definitely loves the 70s and 80s. He's like a George Michael with better beats, better grooves,
That's funny.
Yeah, George Michael's music, if you go back, a lot of it was sloppy, you know? It wasn't that tight. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting him down. The guy was genius. But, you know, when we talk about production, slick production, I remember Jay Graydon saying back then that he would tighten them up. I never forgot that. Okay?
He would tighten who up?
George Michael's music. He said that.
Oh, if he had the chance, he would tighten them up.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
So, we're moving on. This is one that we're debuting this. It's not a new song, but it's new for us. It's by LaFlex, and this will be airing on Atlantic Coast FM. Tell all your friends, folks, if you don't know about Atlantic Coast FM, it's the new home of the Yacht Rock Show, which will be airing very soon on radio.com. For now, we're on MyTuner Radio. Okay, but just want to let you guys know about that because radio.com is huge. So, without any further, we will play Since You Left Me Lonely, LaFlex.
Thank you.
another gem by LaFlex. Since you left me lonely, love it. Very cool.
So I think it's pretty interesting what you got coming up next. That you were telling me about this kid.
Yeah. So
he's not super famous, but he's getting there.
But it's so funny. I noticed the James. We're talking about Jamie Hosmer. I hope I'm saying it right. Jamie Hosmer. Jamie is known as the golfer from Fox TV's show I Can See Your Voice. He's a professional musician and singer out in Las Vegas. He's got a new album out, and he happens to follow the Yacht Rock show. And I just noticed. I said, "Oh man!" I said, "Wait a minute!" I said, "New album? Let's hear this guy." And let me tell you, it's great. You got to check him out. I really love it. So we're going to feature one of the songs that I think is really hooky as hell. It's pretty yachty. He's definitely, loves 70s and 80s, needless to say.
Sure.
Right?
Looks like it here. Yeah, I'm looking at his bio. Mm-hmm. He does this cool little, he does like an Asia tribute or something in Las Vegas and an 80s rock tour concert. And people have come on, like Mickey Thomas, Lou Gramm from Foreigner,
nice.
Bobby Kimball. So some people have joined them. And he does another thing called Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns.
There we go.
And they've had guests like Kenny Loggins, Christopher Cross, Wayne Brady, and Bill Champlin, it says here on his bio. Pretty cool.
Nice.
So, yeah, he must really be steeped in that 70s stuff.
Yeah.
He's up there. I mean, he's not a baby, but he's maybe close to 40, I'd say. So he's really probably was raised on that stuff. So I'm excited to hear his album.
Well, we'll find out. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to Jamie in the very near future.
Sure.
But for now, we will be airing this on Atlantic Coast FM. And here is Can't Stop Thinking About You, Jamie Hosmer.
I mean, it's on rotation on Atlantic Coast? Yeah, Hosmer's good. I wouldn't call myself, even if it was Hosmer, I'd make sure everybody say Hosmer. But so you got it on rotation on Atlantic Coast, huh? Well, it's awfully nice of you.
Sounds of the coffee crowd. Filled the room. I looked around and my jaw hit the ground when I saw you. Yeah, I saw you. I was sipping my chai tea as you danced on by me and said hello. Yeah, you said hello. Latte on your lips, that red dress on your hips, then you were gone, oh, you were gone. I can't stop thinking about you, can't get you out of my head. This beautiful picture inside of my brain, my angel in red. That it might just be real. It's real. How else can I explain this emotional flame that I feel? It's how with every breath, every beat of my chest, I long for you. I long for you. I don't know your name. I feel this love just the same. I belong with you. Along with you.
get you out of my head. A beautiful picture inside of my brain. My angel in red.
right, so what can I say? Ole Borud has been like the number one.
Oh, I know. What a great find.
Number one find. I'm so, I mean, it breaks my heart to think.
Breaks my heart to think that we may not have ever found him.
I know, right, bro?
Yeah, I love that album. What was the other tune that we were hearing and listening to today? That really great one that I love. Not Driving. It was the other one.
Stepping Up?
Stepping Up, I think. Stepping up this time.
Yeah.
Great, great, great song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's another Swedish connection there. And you contacted him. You hooked up.
He's Norwegian.
Or Norwegian, right, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Not too far.
No.
But yeah, he's Hoboken.
Right now, yeah, right now, Ole Borud is the number one new yacht artist.
Sure, yeah.
Phenomenal. This guy and a hell of a guitar player.
He does most of the things on those albums. I think he's doing everything.
I think so too.
He's like LaFlex from Norway.
Yeah. And he's like Prince.
LaFlex is from
London,
guitar. I think. Yeah.
Right, but remember,
guitar's his
mainstream. Right, LaFlex, even though LaFlex plays guitar too.
Yeah.
But I think that Ole Borud is just on fire with the guitar.
Yeah.
So that's another song we're going to be debuting on Atlantic Coast FM. Here's another one. I've already played it. I'm talking about Monkey House, the album called Left. Hmm. Band leader Don Braithaupt, if I'm saying that right, Braithaupt. And this is from 2016. Another major discovery that I did is finding Monkey House. They've even worked with Manhattan Transfer. They have a song. It's called in the jazz. I forget something about
idiom?
The jazz.
Idiom.
No. The name of the song. They worked with Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah, I know. But you said in the jazz.
Oh, the name of the title. No, because I was trying to remember the title of the song.
Oh, yeah.
It mentions jazz.
Yeah.
But this album is kicking. This is the album features Elliot Randall, Jay Graydon,
right.
Drew Zing. Yeah, it's really cool. Lucy Wood, and well as David Blamires from Pat Metheny.
Absolutely. I remember David Blamires. He had a cool solo effort on his own, which is super rare. You can never find it. There was a tune on there called Deep as the Ocean Blue or something like that. We should play that. It was
pretty
good. I love David Blamires, yeah. He was excellent with Pat Metheny back in the early 80s, I believe. He left after the We Live Here album, I think.
Interesting.
Don't get me started on Pat Metheny. You know what a big fan of him.
No, I know. I know.
But that's cool. David Blamires. Is David Blamires on this particular tune you're going to play?
I don't know.
I'll be able to find out when we hear it.
What does he do? What does he, Blamires? Is it keyboard?
He was a multi-instrumentalist with Pat Metheny. Oh. Those guys that stand in the background, they do background vocals. Like Pat Metheny always has those wordless vocals.
Oh, wait a minute.
They were no words. They were more like just their singing tones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
David Blamires did that.
He's on track 8 doing background vocals.
Okay.
Track 8,
he did a lot.
Is...
He played xylophone. I believe he played xylophone with them.
Oh,
he played
okay.
Guitar, xylophone. I think he played bandolin, which is kind of like what's the thing? The organ thing. Yeah. I can't believe I'm blanking on that. But he did multi-instrumentalist is what he did. But he was a great singer. And like I said, he had that solo effort, which was with David Blamires' group. And that one tune, Deep as the Ocean Blue or something like that. They used to play it on CD 1.9. You'd know it if you heard it.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, let's hear this tune.
Well, before that, I also want to mention there's 11 tracks on this album. And right off the bat, my top 10 list is the number one track. It's a great song. That's the first one. It's a good one. I have yet to play that one, but Good to Live, we've already aired on Atlantic FM, and also It Works for Me. And Good to Live was co-written by Jay Graydon, and it features Jay Graydon on guitar solo. We're gonna feature which one? When the Kid Comes Home.
Yeah.
This reminds me of. Like something like Josie, Steely Dan's Josie.
Okay, yeah. They make no bones about it being very influenced by Steely Dan, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, this is definitely like a sequel or, if you will. You know, it just reminds me of Josie. So here it is, without any further. This is Monkey House from the album Left, And this is When the Kid Comes Home. Reminds me of Josie, doesn't
now
it?
Where are they from?
Don Braithwaite. I'm not sure, bro. I think he was from Los Angeles. Don originally, No, but he moved to Los Angeles. But
yeah, I think he's from Sweden.
Is he?
Yeah. Or Hoboken.
Maybe.
That's twice I squoze in that Hoboken reference.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
But now you got this Nightfly has got me interested because you said mm-hmm. this is Joseph Williams.
Okay, here we go. He made a big move from Toronto. There you go.
Oh, okay, Canadian.
All right, from Toronto. Just want to clear that up. All right, cool. Okay. So now we're talking about Champlin Williams Freiston. This is from 2015. Great album, even though they've got a newer one. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. What were you going to say?
Oh, that Nightfly, I'm assuming it has some sort of nod to Fagan.
Really?
With that, you previewed it. It doesn't really have anything to do with it.
No, I don't think so.
Except stealing the name. I'm still curious.
Probably. Yeah. Well, these guys have worked together in many aspects. Williams, Freistead, they have an album together. And then the CWF, as a trio, I think they've done like three albums already. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Let's hear this Nightfly.
All right, we're going to play Nightfly for you, and we'll be right back with another nice little treat. Here it is. Check it out. This is Nightfly from CWF.
Because this ain't the treat.
I can feel something's happened. Is coming over me. such a long, long way from there to here. So much to live for. How could it turn out this way? I can still remember like it was only yesterday. We all be choices starting.
Go West. And the singers, yeah, by Go West. They were very influenced by Go West. The singer sounds like a lot like Kenny Loggins, if you ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
They were they consider them like Christian rock. So, you do hear some of that. You do hear some of that.
Christian rock.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear some of it. Mike Tubbs, vocals, guitar. Mike House, Houston, vocals. Isn't one of these guys went to play with this other country rock band? Amazed? Not Amazed. That other... I can't remember their name right now.
Hmm. They're not bad. Some of those Christian rock bands are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's
kidding
a group
me?
Called For Him.
Uh-huh.
They actually had Pino was on one of the albums. And I remember there was another one called Jars of Clay or something like that. They were doing really
right.
well for a while. And whenever
right.
on Sirius, I'd just go on Sirius XM or something and I'd go past the Christian rock stations. The production value is always so interesting. I always stop and listen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Nashville production, you know?
That's right.
So.
And one of these guys went on to, with this band that I can't remember the name right now. Oh my God, I can't remember. The guy's a little stocky. Remember, he's a little.
And they were Christian rock too, or they were just country?
No, they were like country pop. They're like country. They're still around. They're very popular.
Oh, the Rascal Flatts?
There you go. Right.
Okay, wow.
There we go. Right. That's the connection. Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. But these guys are no longer around. But I did read, and you hear it, that they were very influenced by the Go West. Very influenced. And I like it. Some of their songs, we've already played one of their songs.
Yeah.
And we already played one of them. But it's interesting. It's interesting how these guys, the production is always on the money. It's superb. Like you were saying.
Oh, it really is.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they got the power of God behind them, so, you know, they can't lose.
Hey, that's right.
Right? God's not going to let them sound horrible.
You can't go wrong, right?
Right. If anything, if nothing else, you're going to get good production. God's looking out for you.
That's right.
Everybody else, you're on your own. But
so,
God knows how good production.
That's right.
All right, so what do you got next?
Well, no, I think we're going to wrap it.
Okay, really? That's it? We're up already, huh? All right.
I think so.
All right, so we'll see
you
guys on Atlantic Coast FM. Don't forget to tune in.
That's right, folks.
Give them the info again.
Well, like I said, you could. The best way to do it is to download the app, MyTuner Radio, off your phone or your computer, right? Because then you have access to all the features, you know, the song titles, blah, 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 stuff like that. And then tune in Atlantic Coast FM, MyTuner Radio, and then you tune in Atlantic Coast FM.
Right.
And we are constantly working on the playlist, folks, having a lot of fun with that. You know, it's a wide variety. That's the best way I could put it. But the yacht dominates, you know?
Yeah, and it's coming from a place like what we love to put on here, but don't feel quite fits.
Right.
But you'd hear it swimming in the same waters with this stuff.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be disappointed. If you like our show,
yeah,
you're going to like the station.
Yeah, we definitely push the envelope. But it's not the same old, like these light FM stations that play the same songs over and over. I want to dance with somebody. Ay, ay, ay. How many times can I? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. There's a million songs out there, and they're playing the same crap over and over. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to bore you. All right?
So, do we have one more at least to leave everybody with, or you don't have anything else?
We could.
Okay, yeah.
We
throw one last one.
All right, we're going to throw one in. You know what? The last one we're going to throw in is one by Backman and Johansson and others. It's called Cut and Paste. I love this.
Is that Bachman Turner Overdrive Backman?
No. No. It's Backman, Johansson, and others. And the song is called Cut and Paste. We'll leave you with that. And we will see you guys on the next Yacht Rock Show and
in 3
on
months.
Atlantic Coast FM. No, no, no.
I like the last one.
Nah,
yeah,
we'll
won't
be
leave
back.
You hanging. Sorry, guys. We'll hopefully be here next week.
That's right. All right, Joe.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Ciao.
Shadows on the wall. Can you please come over? I won't put up a fight. Let's fast forward to it all. And oh, let's skip to the best part. Don't stop, just stop. Do it again.
first taste of bite. And oh, let's skip to the best part.